suburbs to city now. 7-Elevens are returning to Manhattan. The last 7-Eleven closed there about a dozen years ago. New Yorkers love their small bodega stores, and some New Yorkers worry they won't survive another onslaught from 7-Eleven. Here's reporter Dina Temple Raston.
That is the sound of CO2 canisters. Every pop and shush represents one Slurpee, a crushed ice soda confection dropping into a cup at the first 7-Eleven to appear in Manhattan in 23 years. One recent sweltering day, the lines at the Slurpee machine at the back of the Park Avenue South store were more than a dozen deep. Jimmy Solanke, a transplanted Californian, has the franchise.
I think that's the biggest hit because of we're number one in country in Slurpee sales. We've been number one for the first 2 weeks to last month, and it's been our biggest hit. We sell an average of 1,000 cups a day.
The Slurpee capital of the world, apparently, is Winnipeg, Canada. This New York City store is within striking range of the U.S. sales record. There are delivery men in uniform, mothers with children, and two park department workers, Slater Gray and Gabrielle Ohayan, standing in the Slurpee line. Both young women said that their trip to 7-Eleven was motivated by nostalgia.
I think I had a Slurpee 15 years ago. I always have cherry mixed with Coke.
My roommate came down when it opened and she told me about it and we were really excited. 7-Eleven's been a part of my childhood.
7-Eleven left Manhattan decades ago because it couldn't distribute products efficiently. They say computer merchandise tracking has solved that problem. Now their challenge is to convince New Yorkers to shop at a chain instead of the family-run bodegas or local Korean-owned deli sprinkled throughout the city. The Bodega Association of America is counting on 7-Eleven's corporate culture to turn off New Yorkers. Its officials say the personal relationships neighbors forge with local store owners will allow the small stores to stand up to the new competition.
Bodega is more comfortable to shop because you have the trust with the owner of the bodega.
Darlin Portes is the marketing director of the Bodega Association of America.
He could do any favor. You say, listen, I don't have no money right now. Just give me this and I give it to you tomorrow. 7-Eleven would not do that. It's a corporation. It's a chain of stores. They're not going to say, oh, how much is this milk? $3. Oh, I only have two. You cannot take that milk out of the store.
7-Eleven, for its part, is playing down the competition. Kevin Cooper is a manager at corporate headquarters in Dallas.
And New York City's a big city, and there's lots of opportunity. Folks in New York have been asking us to come back for a long time, and we think that there's certainly a big enough pie for everybody to share in.
The appearance of 7-Elevens on the island are part of a trend. In the past several months, Home Depot stores have appeared alongside the boutiques on Lexington Avenue and Broadway. The Time Warner Center on 59th, across from Central Park, looks suspiciously like a suburban mall. 7-Eleven will open a second store at 3rd Avenue and 82nd later this month, and another location just blocks away from the East River in October. Officials expect Slurpee sales will be huge. For NPR News, I'm Dina Temple-Raston.